And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
How far can our teachers go in disciplining, helping out, getting involved in the private lives of kids? We're going to be talking here as we end another school year with Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier has been our education advisor and correspondent on our radio show for a long time. As you know, our last broadcast will be on June 23rd. Mr. Dozier is a teacher, also a administrative consultant, as well as a student counselor at Belmar Academy. And, Mr. Dozier, thank you for joining us.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, sir. Now, you try to get a lot of things teachers do for kids outside of the school sometimes is looked upon as a, you know, I remember the TV show The White Shadow. You know, he's always getting involved with the lives of his kids.
Well, I think it's a healthy thing to do if you know the family, if you know the child. In the case of the young man that we were talking about, Jason Bellamardi, who is one of our juniors, comes from a home that is a broken home. His father is no real man, I guess, role model, no male role model in his life, and he has been a member of our junior varsity football team as well. So I've tried to be a part of this young man's life. And
now you attempted to get him a job at you're part owner in a restaurant, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, I got I guess you could say I got talked into it. I own about 20% of a place called Super Chicken. It is a chicken barbecue restaurant. It's in Glendale, California, and we advertise in much the same way many restaurants advertise. We do a lot of outdoor newspaper advertising. We also do what they call mascot advertising, or street side advertising, where we have a mascot. It is a chicken costume, so to speak. And I had hired Jason $10 an hour for the duration of the summer to put on this costume and to go out and wave at the cars and try to bring the people in. I had noticed that he was, I suppose, was not as physical, I suppose, or was not really interacting with the patrons. So I went out. We had words, and it's disappointing to have that kind of relationship with a student that you're trying to help.
Was he angry at you? Was he?
Well, he called me a few choice words, and he said, "Well, if you know how to do it, why don't you do it?" And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what. I want you to stand there." And I went ahead and I went into the restaurant. I put on this ridiculous costume, and I went out onto run out on the property in front of the restaurant, right on Brand Avenue near Huff, which is where the restaurant's located. And I had on this chicken costume, and I said, and I think I said something stupid like, "Now you watch the master go to work." And I was waving at cars, doing kind of a, I don't know what you call it, that chicken flapping wing thing, you know, where you
the elbows,
right? Just what you do is you clown it up. Now, that's all well and good, but betrayal is a whole other thing in my book, and I am...
All right, now, before we talk about the betrayal, you're talking about three specific students who came around the corner and had a digital camera?
I'm talking, yeah, Sean Powell is one of them. I gave their names to the administration. Logan Parker and Carlos Abrada are three of my students, junior students, who came around the corner in a... I guess this had to have been Sean's father's car, because it's a convertible Mustang, and came around the corner. And sure enough, one of them had his pants pulled down, sticking it out the window, obviously intended for me. And
now, how did you know it was for you?
Because they yelled something and mentioned my name.
And what was that, sir?
I think the phrase is obscene, if you want me to say it.
Go ahead.
They yelled out, "Mr. Dozier is licking chicken." And, you know, I suppose it's funny, but the point is, as they came around the corner, and this kid hung his rear end out the window with no pants on.
And now, where was this Bellamardi kid who you had been showing?
Well, it turns out he went in and called these guys who'd been waiting around the corner. So
the whole thing was intended to get you into that suit.
To get me into that chicken suit and digitally record me looking like a jackass. And that's
all right. Well, now, before you go any further, most people would say, well, it's a prank, a harmless prank. What's to get upset about?
Well, let me just, before you, harmless prank. Sean Powell's mother is Karen Powell. She has been one of our parent-teacher liaisons for a number of years. I don't think I'm speaking out of school, if you'll pardon the expression, when I say that I have some interest in seeing her outside of the school. She is a attractive woman, and I have asked her to dinner a couple of times.
Who is Karen Powell?
She is Sean's mother.
Okay, this is the boy's mother?
That is correct. Now he comes around the corner. The boy, the son of the woman who I am interested in taking to dinner, with a digital camera, two of his friends, and a Mustang, so they look fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with the way they look. You understand what I'm saying?
No, well, okay. So you looked foolish in this chicken outfit. I understand that. So in other words...
Well, that's why I reached in the car and tried to grab the camera, and we had a...
Now, you were holding onto the camera, and this young man who was driving Abrigado...
Alberto.
Okay.
He sped up. And I yelled out the phrase that Sean reported back to his mother, and that's when I got into the administration. And but I don't think if they're going to hold me responsible...
What did you say to them?
I said to them, and again, before I tell you what I said to them, I want you to know that they had said the obscene thing to me.
I understand that, sir.
I said, you bitch-made little punks.
Bitch-made punks.
That's correct, sir.
And obviously, this boy, Sean Powell, his mother you want to take out.
That is correct. But before you draw conclusions, you have to understand that I'm there in this chicken outfit, and he's going to take this home and show it to his mother. And whatever shot I've got of going out to dinner with her, that's right out the window. And why? Because Bella Marty is too stupid and lazy to know how to even get into a chicken costume for $10 an hour. Then he calls his friends to come out, moon me, and then digitally take my picture. And pull the top of the costume off, so they've got some digital footage I'm sure that they're just going to really have themselves a good time with, of me holding onto a camera and this kind of thing.
And what has the administration of the school said?
The administration wants to suspend me. And my point was very simply this. I said, bitch made little punks. I shouldn't have said that, and I regret saying it. But I was being dragged by a Mustang trying to get this video footage. They were ruining this costume that I had because I knew he was going to take this back to his mother.
All right. Let me give our phone number out here, Mr. Dozier, if I could, for a moment. And if you don't mind, we'll take some phone calls from the audience.
I don't mind at all, but I do want to finish telling my side of this because this has been reported in some of the local press.
I understand, sir, and we will let you. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, a teacher, and these were students. Are you liked by your students?
I think I'm liked by my students. I think I'm very well liked. I am married to a former student of mine. We were married a month after she graduated. We've been married now 4 years.
And all right, hold on for a minute. Did you say that you wanted...
And I wanted to take Karen Powell out to dinner, not for any romantic reason. I wanted to take her out and talk to her more about some of the projects that she has lined up for our school. And
all right. It's hard for me to fathom that, sir. And
why is that?
Because you first said that you were interested in taking her out to dinner, and
I didn't say why I wanted to take her out. Look at Phil.
No, but if you're afraid that you're going to look like a jackass in front of her with this footage.
I want the woman to take me seriously when we sit down and talk about some of the challenges confronting Belmar Academy. And I don't know how she's going to do that. She's looking at a video of me in a chicken outfit holding onto a camera as these three punks, and excuse my language.
Well, you know what you called them. You called them...
I know what I call them.
You called them bitch-made punks.
Yes, sir. I know what I called them.
And that's essentially saying that Sean Powell was made by a...
Yes, by a bitch.
The same woman that you want to have contact with over the school. And this is the problem. Now, have you thought about apologizing to her?
Why would I apologize to her? I didn't say anything about her.
Well, you called the three boys in the car bitch-made punks, and you want to go and see the mother of one of these kids socially or for business.
No, it's for business.
All right. And then...
I said it because they were in a Mustang on a hot day, and I was in a costume, a sandwich restaurant costume, that must have been 150 degrees in that thing. And I was in that costume trying to show one of their classmates, another guy equally stupid, how to stand. stand there and look like a chicken and sell a few sandwiches. And I apologize, mister.
Well, see, it's this emotionalism, though, that I think is going to get you in trouble with the school board. What are you asking for?
I don't want to have to apologize for saying bitch made punks. I want them to apologize for saying Mr. Dozier's licking chicken or whatever it is that they said. I would like those boys also to apologize for pulling their pants down and showing me, you know, with their pants off. I would also request that the video footage that they took of me be turned over to me or my attorney, Carl Parkinson, before midnight Friday. And then I think we can sit down with the administration and talk this thing out. But for these kids...
you know, I'm going to take a break here, and we'll give our number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. You're a teacher, and you know this better than I do, that there's a thing called senioritis.
I understand that.
And even for junior students who are entering their final summer, you know, of high school... There's a freewheeling spirit that kids have. I'm not trying to excuse anything here, but don't you think this could be dealt with a little bit better? I mean, it seems to be escalating. You know, you're willing to risk a suspension.
I understand it.
Because you don't want to apologize for calling these guys bitch made little punk. Now I understand that they mooned you. The administration of your school is saying though that you overreacted when you tried to grab the camera. That you tried to actually open the passenger door.
Yes, I did.
And the car was moving.
Yes, it was. And I can even tell you how fast it was, because I remember as I was reaching for the camera, I looked over at the speedometer because I wanted to see who's going to blink first, the kids or me. I looked over. It was around 45 miles an hour now.
Why would you hire someone like Platt?
And I remember thinking, okay, your move.
You were holding on to this camera while the car is pulling you at 45 miles an hour.
That's right. That's right. And my feeling was, you guys want to play? Let's play. Now,
but you never got the camera away from them.
I did not, because they eventually shook me loose of the car by pulling off the top part of the suit that I was telling you about, the chicken suit. So, number one, they need to apologize for me for this obscene and childish behavior of theirs, calling me, you know, saying Dozier licks a chicken or whatever, saying, you know, mooning me and everything, then trying to take this video footage down to Karen Powell and make me look like a 100% horse's, the opposite end of a horse, all right, and things like that. But that's what I'm going to say before the administration when I meet with them on Monday.
All right. Well, I think you also have some explaining to do, because I don't, and sir, I don't mean to indict you, but I don't understand how you can be married and also be wanting to see this Karen Powell, take her to dinner two times.
I told you, sir. It's about-
I know, but you have said that you wanted to take her to dinner, and then it came out it was about school, and you don't want her seeing you in a chicken costume. It's...
Hold
on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, under indictment by county authorities and now being faced with suspension for literally what they say, attacking a group of teenagers in a car who had driven by, taken his picture, and apparently had mooned him. He went after the kids, and literally there was a 45-mile-an-hour wild joyride with him hanging out of the car trying to grab this camera, and at one point called the kids bitch-made little punks, which the school is now asking him to apologize for and apologize to the parents. He's refusing. He says that the kids insulted him by mooning him and saying, quote, Mr. Dozier is licking chicken, and for taking this digital footage of him. It's bizarre. It's a pretty sad way to end a school year, too. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pile it high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Mr. Dozier, the student's mom, she was on the phone with us just a moment ago, this Karen Powell, and she says that she is, in fact, a teacher who is with the parent-teacher board, that she does a lot of consulting. The two of you were going to have dinner, but she had no idea that your interests were romantic.
My interests are not romantic. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying to you that...
Well, she seems to think that they are, given the fact that you didn't want to be photographed in a chicken costume.
I don't think there's a man alive, whether he's going to have dinner with a woman for a social reason or whether he's going to have dinner with a woman for a business purpose, there's not a man alive that wants to be coming into that dinner having already had the impression created of him that he looks like a jackass. The fact that I...
Well, you own your own restaurant.
I own my own restaurant, yeah. I own my own chicken. I own 20% of a chicken restaurant. But when you're taking a picture of me standing in a chicken costume, that doesn't look like I own anything. It looks like maybe what I do own are the fully signed commitment papers to a mental institution. That's what I own. Now, turn that down, will you, Billy? Most of the people... Hold on for a minute.
You got the TV on there.
Yeah, I know. Turn it down, Billy. My mom's going to be home soon. I don't give a god.
And Jerry Mathers.
All right, so I am trying desperately here, Mr. Henry. I got my nephew over. I'm sorry.
Okay, do you want to get him under control before...
If you don't mind, yeah. Turn that off before I... Now, this is the one with Whitey. He's a jackass.
We're talking with Vernon Dozier.
Turn it off. Now, this is the one with Lumpy and Whitey. They're weird.
And we're talking a little bit here about... I want to... Sir?
Yeah.
You were in the chicken costume because you were, you know, you were trying to sell sandwiches in front of your restaurant. Is that correct?
That is... I was trying to show the young man how to do it. When you take a woman out to dinner, yes, I don't think there's a man alive that has a business relationship with a woman where he isn't thinking, if I had an opportunity, I wonder what it would be like. There's not anything like, you know.
You really think there's a man alive that can't have a business relationship with a woman without thinking that?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't think you have to act on it, and I don't think you have to, you know, be unrestrained. I think you have a, you know, professional demeanor. However, you do want to present, and this kid, this Sean Powell, is her son. He's the one that had the camera. He's the one that was driving the car. All right. And I knew who his mother was. The fact that I called him bitch made was a Freudian slip. It had nothing to do with my feelings about Karen Powell. I would never, ever insult that woman, what she's been to our school.
Well, all right. When you call a woman...
I've said a lot of things down through the years, okay?
And why would that be a Freudian... When you saw the son of a woman that you want to be going out on a business relationship dinner with, and it just kicks in that he's, quote, a bitch-made little punk. That's what you said to him.
That is what I said to him, but that's a Freudian slip that has nothing to do with how I really feel about her. And he went back and told his mother, and now this all is in front of the school. All right? And all of the things that I am trying to say to you are things that are commonplace. It's not unusual when a man's angry to just think of a woman that he loves or a woman that he admires as nothing more than a bitch. And look, these kids drag me so fast, I swear, I could swear to you, Phil, if I would started flapping my wings, I would have taken off. I mean, that's no kidding. I mean, they were...
Yeah, but you're the guy who said you looked at the speedometer, and it's 45 miles an hour, and it's, you know, you're challenging the guy.
Well, no, you see, all I'm telling you is, yeah, I did. I said I knew it was on then. But they're trying to make me look crazy. It's not me that's crazy. It's this school board that tries to control me after school that I can't own 20% of a lousy chicken joint. That's number one. Number two, I try to do a favor for a student. The next thing I know, well, guess what? He's hanging his bare ass out a window at me. They got a digital camera recording the whole thing. And because I was forced into it, yes, I said something that I regret very, very much.
Were you thinking of his mother when you called him that, though, is what I'm trying to say. That's what the school board wants to know. Sean Powell, when you said he was a bitch made.
Yes, I was, but I did not intend it to be about her. It was I was just remembering her and the time she had turned me down for dinner. And suddenly I had anger, yeah.
All right, we'll get back into this story. I have to tell you, sir, the more I talk to you, the more confusing it sounds.
No. No, that's confusing.
No, it's you're either interested in this woman or you're not. You called the kid bitch made because you thought of his mom, that she turned you down. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And that's the way I said it, you know, but I didn't mean it that way.
This chicken restaurant that you got, I can still hear that TV.
Hold on.
Oh, gee, Mom.
Go ahead.
This chicken restaurant that you're part owner in, this is a side job along with being a teacher.
Yeah, it's just something else that I do. All right. If Karen Powell didn't want to have this confrontation, then she wouldn't raise some kid who's going to stick his bare rear end out a window, digitally record me while I'm in a chicken costume, and then try and take off with that. I had to get that. First of all, he has no business recording me. Secondly, he's a student of mine, so he should have a little bit more respect. And third, I called him a bitch-made punk, not thinking that he was going to go tell his mother. And this is the thing that I think more than anything has always been my theme. Many students, when it comes to their teacher, are just, they're squealers, you know. They go back and they report everything to their parents. And
isn't that what kids are supposed to do if they hear something?
If you've got a relationship with a student and you say something like, you bitch made punk, he's going to go back and say, hey, mommy, okay, now guess what? Now I'm into it up to here because of this kid. I mean, he was bad enough to hang his rear end out the window at me. I mean, the problem with a lot of our students today is it isn't so much that these boys need to be men. It's that they still need their mama. And I'm sorry, Phil.
The kid was shaken up. You tried to grab a camera out of his hand at 40 miles an hour.
I know that, but they all try to posture tough. They all try to posture badass. They all try to look like they're, you know, they know what time it is out on the street and all that, you know. But when push comes to shove and I'm hanging onto his camera and he's sailing away at 45 miles an hour and I'm looking at him and I'm smiling. I'm smiling while a car is getting onto a freeway and I'm hanging half out of the car and I'm smiling at him. You can tell the one thing he needs more than anything else is to be picked up, laid over the shoulder of his mommy, and burped. And that's what's wrong with these kids.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Daryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm sorry. I disagree with this gentleman here. From what he's sounding like, with the emotions that are running through this guy's veins, he sounds like the bitch-made character here. I mean, he sounds emotional.
Like a
young lady.
Well, you know, that's...
Holding onto a vehicle, moving 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, that sounds like a lady I know. What lady do you know that does that?
Well, you're doing this to impress a lady.
What's that?
You're doing this so that you don't look like a damn fool to a lady. You're a 20% business owner.
Yes, sir.
And you're a school teacher.
Yes.
You think you would have bigger issues than mine than impressing a business partner.
Sir, what I wanted to do was simply show a student that I had hired how to look like halfway, like you know what
like
you're doing,
man?
In a chicken costume. He was going to try to, you know, promote business. I got into the chicken outfit to show him how to do it. Around the corner come these three punks in a red Mustang. And boy, if that doesn't, you got to admit that'd piss you off. That wouldn't piss you off.
What's the piss you off about?
Three punks in a red Mustang, and I'm driving a 56 Simca. No.
I'm sorry, I've participated in a little bit of road rage myself here, and I'm not happy to admit it.
The last
thing that is going through my mind is how some kid's mom is visualizing me. The term bitch made is not, you know, it's a common term that's thrown around, and it has nothing to do with how the young man's. That's just a term that's thrown around.
It's just thrown around, and then you get a tire iron in your face right after it's thrown around. This kid was making me angry. Well, if it's just a term, how come he went back and squealed it to mama?
Well, maybe because you grabbed onto his car at 45 miles an hour and hung on for the ride. It probably startled the little guy a little bit. You know, this is your teacher you're seeing on a daily basis.
I understand that. I understand. But I also teach these boys, you better have some, as the man said in that movie that John Malkovich, he played the guy who killed the president, he says, you have some GD respect, you know. And I said to him,
what did you become a teacher for?
I love kids.
You love kids enough to be hang. See, the point this man's making is you got really angry when you saw the bare ass and the digital camera.
Yes, I did. Well, you wouldn't.
Well, I mean, look, at high school guys are going to do that. And
okay, but the camera. Now he wants to record my image, take it back to his mama.
You're on a public street. You're on a public street, brother. If you're on a public street, the chicken out there, he's probably not the only one that took pictures of you that day.
That's a good point. What about that?
Oh, I want to be clear, Mr. Henry, in the form of your program. Is it, in other words, you agree with everything the callers say, and you hang me out twisting in the wind? Is that what you do?
No, sir. The man's making a logical point here that, you know, the camera seems to be a very... I would think any restaurant that puts a mascot out on the street or any business, they want the guy taking have his picture taken. They want to have their kid taken, you know, the picture taken. Isn't that the fun of it?
Yeah, but it's not three teenage boys driving their mama's Mustang, pulling their pants down, and all of that.
So it sounds like you've got a problem with society, the way people are raising their children, more than you do with this particular
kid. I'm a teacher.
It sounds like you got a chip on your shoulder.
Wait a minute. I'm a teacher. I mean, of course I got a problem with society. I see it every day. I see what happens to these kids.
Are you contributing to it?
I'm trying to teach these boys how to be men instead of wanting to suckle at their breast.
That's understandable.
All right.
That's understandable.
Listen, Daryl, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. We're just talking about how to deal with kids.
No. The way to deal with kids, Mr. Henry, especially young men. I've been around young men my whole life as a football coach and as a teacher. You know, you want to get these kids to understand that the goal in life is to go out there and to make a living, to create a career, to create things, hopefully someday a family, good things. And not hang around the house all day long waiting for their mommy to make them dinner. Boy, I'll tell you what, they are lucky I didn't wedge a drumstick when they mooned me. And that is the God's honest truth, Mr. Henry. Now that I think about it, I remember I had a happy pack with me. That's 12 jumbos. And I believe there's also a side of mashed potatoes. And they swung by me so close, I could have gone down with one wing. Pulled one up. Went ahead and pushed it in with the flat of my hand. But no, I better not have done that, because then they would have gone home and said, Mommy! The man put a drumstick in my butt! And then guess what? I'm arrested for some kind of child molestation charge. I don't need that, Mr. Henry. I don't need that. I get enough of that in business. I get enough of that my business partner going,
Mama, he's got his hand in the till.
Well, the other guy, I think, said it very well. I think you've got issues.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher from Glendale, California, involved in a controversial confrontation with some students as he stood outside of a restaurant he owns in a costume, a chicken costume. Students of his from the high school came around the corner, attempted to take his picture with a digital camera, as well as mooned him. He recognized one of the boys as the son of a woman he's interested in dating.
I didn't say that.
I know that. You said you're married, but you said you want to take her to dinner. Whatever.
No, it's not whatever. It's strictly a business relationship. You know?
All right, but then you said, as you went to grab the camera out of that boy's hands, hanging on at 50 miles an hour going up a freeway on-ramp, you said that you recognized the boy as Sean Powell, the son of Karen Powell, and that's when you called him bitch made.
I did, Mr. Henry, and I explained it to the administration. I said it's very common for men who are pursuing a woman who will not go out to dinner with them to go through a certain stage of anger, but it's not like I'm some psycho. I looked at him and I saw Karen's face. I mean, he looks very much like his mother, and I'm hanging on at 40 miles an hour trying to get a camera away from him. Otherwise, here's a woman who I admire very much, and she's going to see me in whipped feet or whatever it is, you know, that I forget what I had on, but I had on the costume, and I said, you bitch made punk. And then he goes back to his man, you know. Boy, that's the part that fries me, man. It burns me. It just burned. And I said, by the way, I don't appreciate, this is very serious to me. You've got a screener in there, your producer, Michelle Hernandez, who said, oh, it burns you? I guess that makes you deep fried. And I said, ha ha. And that's fine. She can have those kinds of laughs. But she doesn't understand what I'm saying. And
did you say that to him, Michelle? You said he's deep fried?
Well, she did say that. And she also laughed at me. I said, well, look, the boy, this Sean Powell, likes to play it tough. He wears his Letterman jacket around campus. But he and I both know that at the end of the day, he just wants to go home to his
mama.
One 800 449 8686. I'm going to go over to Tammy. Hi, Tammy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Tammy?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Before I start, I'd like to ask Mr. Burns one thing, please.
My name is Dozier.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Dozier. One thing,
wow,
though.
How can you go from Burns to Dozier? That's wild.
Well, sorry.
Well, ma'am,
hello?
A person's name is the sweetest music to their ears. How'd you like me to call you Timmy or Tommy or...
It doesn't bother me. Would you quit being so nitpicky and be quiet for once?
All right, well, if it doesn't bother you, can I just call you George?
I don't care. You can me Dick for all I care.
How about Butch? How about Butch?
That's fine.
How about Bitch?
Anyways, before...
Oh, man, come on.
No, she doesn't mind.
Grow up?
If she doesn't mind, can I call her Bitch?
All right, go ahead, Tammy. I'm going to put you on hold in a minute, sir, if you don't let the lady talk.
Go ahead, let Bitch talk.
Let me tell you something. I am glad that I don't live here in California, because people talk like you. You are just a spoiled brat.
Are you in
let
California?
Me tell you something. Excuse me?
Are you in California?
Yes, I am. And believe me, honey, you've got a problem.
Then why did you tell the lady you're in Oklahoma?
Why did I what?
Why'd you tell the lady you're in Oklahoma?
I am from Oklahoma. But I'm in California.
Well, now, get you. You're lying to people already. See, this is what
I'm
talking about.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not.
This
and let me tell you something. You have a very bad problem.
This is
you
why
need
the
psychological help.
Why is that, ma'am?
Because the fact you're acting like a damn kid, and these are teenagers. You are an adult. Act like it. And another thing, if I was your wife, I'd divorce your ass in a heartbeat. Because you gotta know something? You're out there looking for a piece when you should have one at home.
Ma'am, I've got a very beautiful wife. And guess what? I'm 46 to hold. She is 22. So eat your heart out on that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're robbing the cradle, boy.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not. No comment on that, ma'am. I'm too much of a gentleman. But I will say.
You're not a gentleman. Who the hell are you kidding?
You know, you are from Oklahoma, because that word comes to you real easy, don't it?
Especially with people like you, because let me tell you something.
Ma'am, you come from a state where it's very possible that your husband or any man you dated, the first woman he had four legs.
Well, you know what, honey? You wish.
No, ma'am.
You know what? You couldn't handle a woman your age.
I couldn't handle four legs.
Let me tell you something right here now. Just because you've got a 22-year-old woman or girl or whatever, because my daughter is even 22, but let me tell you something.
I think you're legally a woman at 18.
I think, Tammy, you got your radio turned up. That's what's bothering you, huh? Are you there? Oh, is she gone? Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you know, she hung up because I had just, man, I'd sabered her to pieces. She was just like thin strips of beef. That was great. God, I'm great. Other than that Sean Powell kid, he can go home to Mama. Mr. Dozier kicked my ass in an argument.
1-800.
You know how close I came to swatting that camera away with a wing? That kid ought to be happy, man.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But Nancy Pelosi, that's why I said bitch made, because I can't even think about that woman without wanting.
All right, we're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, in a lot of trouble, sir. I'm sure you would agree with your school. You, I know, have your side, but hanging onto that car, trying to get a camera away from a kid, you're making a comment here like if a man has been turned down for dinner by a woman, it's natural to think of her as a bitch, even though you love her. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say I don't understand why this man is number one on the air. I don't understand why he thinks so little of women, and I also don't understand why he doesn't want both sides should apologize, and that could be the end of it.
Well, what do you mean by on the air, ma'am?
Pardon?
What do you mean by on the air? Are you in broadcasting? Are you in the radio business?
No.
Well, you use that term as if you're sort of, you know, comfortable with it.
Which person is talking right now?
I am Mr. Dozier. I'm the teacher.
Oh, well, you need to grow up, and you need to have both sides apologize. I don't know where
I'm not
you
apologizing.
Think that
well,
they should apologize, and you shouldn't. Well, you acted just like them.
I don't know how I did, ma'am. He pulled his pants down. Okay. He said, Mr. Dozier's licking chicken. And I know you don't know what that means because you're a woman and you're a lady. But believe me, licking chicken. Never mind. Forget it.
They're kids. You are an example for them.
Yes,
period.
And I set an example. I said, you give me that camera.
What?
I set an example for them. I said, I want that camera back. And then you can run home to your mama and have some pablum. Have her sit
you know,
down.
Just the way you keep saying run home to your mama and the way you say mama, you're just so immature.
Oh, but that's the way these guys are.
Unbelievable.
They want to go, well, I bet you're one of those types, one of those mama.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap.